cliffcentral.com.
We kind of started talking about this at the beginning of the show. We talked about these hackers and these scammers and these people on social media who are trying to get you to, I don't know, invest in crypto. Or I keep getting like invoices, but they're bogus invoices from people on email for products that I haven't even bought. And they're sending me like these, you know, 200,000 Rand invoices. Now, I'm not dumb enough to pay that, but I have been caught out in other kinds of scams, and we've got to keep our eyes open. And our guy who knows more about this than anyone else is Jaco Voigt, of course, from Catalytic. He's the host of Unbundled, which starts again in 2023. Hey, Jaco, how you doing, man?
And, happy New Year to all of you. I know it's probably the last time we should or can say it, but today, I hope it's a good one for everybody.
I think today's the cutoff, right? I mean, like the 10th of January. Yeah. After that, you can't say Happy New Year anymore. So, Jaco, I mean, you never sleep. It seems to me like you and your business Catalytic, you're always looking for these threats. You interview some amazing people on your show when it comes to like what the cutting edge cybersecurity applications and technology and techniques are. But these guys are getting smarter and smarter, and I'm really worried. We were talking about, you know, open AI, we were talking about these deep fakes, and now you can apparently, according to Mash, and this scares the hell out of me, there's an AI voice emulator, which is going to mean people can even use your voice one day they'll be able to on a phone call, and you'd think you're talking to the real person. What are you most worried about? Because these things should scare the hell out of every one of us. But what are you most concerned about? Because you're like our man on the spot when it comes to this stuff.
It's very interesting that you start like that, because that was actually the first point I wanted to say. I think the one thing that we've got to realize is that cyber crime is a business. They make money out of it. It's not just to be nefarious and a little 13-year-old sitting hacking at home and bragging to his friends. Mm. So it's definitely getting professionalized, and I think that will obviously, the more money people make out of it, the more it will intensify, and the more they will keep on doing that. Yes. And I think the biggest problem, and I've spoken about it previously, is probably the untrusted users that sit within your own organization. Because like you said now, you know, with these deep fakes and AI voice emulation, all mm-hmm. that type of stuff, the mm-hmm. element of human behavior and trust in terms of, oh, but Mash phone, and I'm sure it was him, he said, I must pay $1 million over to Garrett. You know, that's where the problem comes in. So I think user education is probably the biggest problem or focus area that any business should have in 2023 is it's just continuously. So there's this talk about zero trust. So even though we all know each other, I know when I get a phone call or an email, I'm not going to trust it. I've got to have a process in place in order to verify that that human element or whatever cannot juke the system, if you want to call it that. But that, you know, I think that to me is the end user is the biggest problem.
What about, I mean, you see what Elon has done to try and like get rid of the child porn on Twitter, for example, and he seems to have done a pretty good job on that front. Which is, it's amazing to me that Twitter, up to the time when Elon took it over, could do nothing about that. Suddenly, he becomes the CEO. He can get something done in like weeks, and they've already improved, you know, security on there, and they've smartened up the app, and they've been able to speed things up as well. What worries me is like there are still all these anonymous people on things like social media. Surely we should all be verified. There should be some kind of system where you can actually verify that the person that you are, that's following you or that you're engaging with in messages or whatever, is the actual person you're talking to. How come we haven't got better at that? Machines seem to me to be the quickest, fastest, and most accurate way for us to verify identity. Why are we still struggling with this so much in 2023?
I'll hop on about it, but I mean, I think again, the end user accepts the rules of the game, if you want to call it that. So if not everybody is as concerned about it as you are, and we insist on making sure that we know who we're dealing with on a social media platform or what is my social media profile out there in the world, you know, then it'll just keep on happening, you know. So at the end of the day, it comes back to the responsibility as the end user and expecting the platform to make sure that that it can actually provide the type of assurance that you need, that you know that you're dealing with a real person instead of a bot or a fake person. For 2023, there's, for example, when there's cyber attacks now against, let's say, a large organization, mm-hmm. they might not even go after that organization directly. You know, they'll go into the supply chain, you know, the smaller businesses that larger organization might deal with, and they might try and hamper a business operation by going down the supply chain. You know, in the business world, you know, to almost come, you asked about social media now, but you know, in the business world, why does every CEO or CTO or CIO not take cybersecurity more seriously? Ultimately, it takes money. You know, so we've got to figure out where do I spend my money? And you know, sometimes somebody can tell you don't touch the stove plate; it's hot. But sometimes you've got to touch it with your own hands and go, oh, flip, I should have actually spent more money. I should have been better prepared. So that's the, you know, this continuous drum that we've been talking about.
No, you're right. And I've heard you say,
be awake.
Like, prevention is better than cure, right? And I think everybody seems to harbor under the illusion that, oh, it won't happen to me until it happens to them.
Yeah.
You know, in a lot of our business, our customers is in that SME space. And I think a lot of them go, yeah, but, you know, I'm a small business in Boksburg. Who's going to come and try and spend time on hacking me? But the point of it is, even if they have to pay a quarter of a Bitcoin or a tenth of a Bitcoin or whatever, it's still going to cost them money. If it's 50 grand or 100 grand or whatever the number is. What's happening now is the... Those cyber criminals are getting, they've got using AI now to hack on their behalf, you know, so it becomes a 24, it's an enterprise, it's a business. And I think there's a lot of sort of ignorance around that where people say, oh, but you know, it's not going to happen to me.
Well, it does. It's going to happen to you.
Yaku, I have absolutely been enjoying Unbundled. I've been catching up through the holidays while I was at it. And one of my favorite episodes was, what does the end user play in terms of email security? And what role does the end user play? And I found it so informative, so thrilling. And also, I felt like you were talking about me half the time, you know, because sometimes when your security is breached, it's, you kind of have a role to play with it every now and then. So I really enjoyed that. And I'd like to find out, can you give us a little sneak peek of what's coming up next on Unbundled for 2023?
So just on that note, just before that episode, as an example, in our own organization, we deployed a new email security tool, which basically is a little icon that sits in your Outlook. And then if you have a mail that looks funny or whatever, you can press a button and ask somebody, listen, is this email legit or not? And what was interesting is actually post that episode, I came back into our business and I asked some of my own team members and I said, listen, sir, did you see this button? Hmm. And they go, yeah, we saw this button. I go, like, what does it do? No, we don't want to touch it because we don't know what it does. So again, the amount of time and effort educating the end user to make them understand what their role in the security value chain is, I think is oftentimes we just throw technology at people, but we don't address the human element. So I think that's something that's critical. Mash, from a unbundled perspective, as you know, the aim of the game for us is to bring information to businesses that maybe doesn't have specialized IT environments and lots of people. So we try and bring information to them to help them make easier decisions when they have to make their plans for the year that's ahead, or know where to focus, or maybe you know, talk about something that gives him let me find out more about this and contact Catalytic and get an objective view of maybe what they're getting told by one of the existing vendors. Our approach to that is we find topics that we believe is topical or important to talk about, and then we go into industry and we find industry experts. So it's not us thinking of any topic and then trying to do a sales pitch on it. We go into industry experts, going and talking about what's international trends, you know, because that is the one benefit of South Africa sometimes being a little bit behind the curve. So we can learn from other people. It doesn't have to cost us, you know, we can learn from other people's mistakes. So 2023 for us is just more of that, more industry experts, more international trends, and hopefully a lot of very interesting topics that we believe can help businesses to improve their decision making. And on that note, I was actually thinking about it a lot over the December break. I'd also like to invite people to maybe reach out to us and say, listen, can you maybe talk about this topic?
Yeah,
because
definitely.
It's a problem that I'm struggling in my business with. I'd like to invite people.
Yep.
Send us your questions or items that you want us to talk about, and we'll go and find the right people to give you good information.
Absolutely. To make it easier for everybody, just send it to contact@cliffcentral.com, and we will forward all of that to Jaco and to his team. And then, you know, you can have your questions answered. Listen, it's after 7 already. Jaco, good to see you. We will catch up with you on Unbundled. But happy New Year, and I hope it's going to be an awesome one, and I hope we don't all get scammed anymore. And I hope it's not just the scams. We managed to just up our game in terms of cybersecurity generally. We all need to be paying attention.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Thanks, Jaco. Cheers. There's Jaco Voigt from Catalytic. He's also the host of Unbundled, and you can hear him on his show every Tuesday right here on cliffcentral.com.
Cliffcentral.com.